It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The Los Angeles Dodgers have filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, a not-so-unexpected turn in the feud between Major League Baseball and the team's owners. Owner Frank McCourt is going through a costly divorce, and that has exposed his tenuous finances. NPR's Mike Pesca has more.
When Walter O'Malley moved them out of Brooklyn, the Dodgers were called morally bankrupt. Dodger dogs, the culinary choice of Chavez Ravine, have long been regarded as nutritionally bankrupt, but it took owner Frank McCourt's Chapter 11 filing to make the Dodgers bankrupt. In the annals of unpopular owners, few rival Frank McCourt in his ability to draw the unanimous ire of fan, colleague, league, and, as is materially relevant in this case, wife, or soon-to-be ex-wife. McCourt is as defiant today as he was 2 months ago when he traveled to New York to meet with the baseball commissioner, who declined to take the meeting.
Nobody handed the Dodgers to me, and nobody's going to take it away. I think it is fundamentally wrong for any person to stand in the way of a transaction which is a sound business transaction.
That transaction is the multi-year, multi-billion dollar deal Fox Sports would pay the Dodgers for broadcast rights. Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig has blocked that deal, which got him accused of being un-American by Frank McCourt. There's ample evidence that Fox knew it was dealing with a desperate buyer going through a divorce and was therefore paying less than what the Dodgers were worth, says Craig Calcaterra, a lawyer who blogs about baseball at Hardball Talk.
It would set a bogey for financial deals from TV stations for Major League Baseball teams at a painfully low level. The Dodgers' TV rights should sell much higher. The upfront money from a TV deal should not be going, over half of it should not be going to Frank McCourt and Jamie McCourt's personal financial needs.
Indeed, court filings reveal that a large portion of the Fox deal would go towards settling the McCourt divorce. One reason sports is interesting is because we don't know what's going to happen next. The Dodger disaster is the opposite. The bankruptcy doesn't surprise those familiar with how over-leveraged McCourt is. So it's reality TV that is more bathos than Bravo. Perhaps the next episode will feature the return of the team's top creditor. Manny Ramirez wants the $21 million the team owes him. Will he form an alliance with ex-teammate and fellow creditor Hideki Kuroda on the next Desperate Dodgers? Mike Pesca, NPR News.